Determining and using minimum and maximum order quantities are what we've found to be the best way for service companies to manage having the right amount of inventory on hand. The minimum quantity should include the safety stock that you want to have on hand to ensure your customer service, and your maximum quantity should not exceed the bin capacity for that product and should represent the budget of product you are willing to stock at that time. It is important to review these quantities as time passes. For example, if you are constantly running out of a particular item, the minimum-maximum quantity should probably be adjusted. Just the same, when cycle counting the slower-moving items and you notice a bin with too much product in it, adjusting the min-max quantities lower will make sure the next time that product is ordered, the amount ordered is lower. Long lead times are not a problem. Inconsistent ones are. If you know a product consistently takes 4 weeks to get after you order it, you'll know when to order. But if a supplier is shipping product the same day one time and 4 weeks later at other times, what will happen to your customer's service? Your inventory turns. Find out from your suppliers how long it will take to receive material and then use that for your ordering system. Your vendor choices will greatly determine your own internal efficiencies, so take that into consideration when figuring your true cost of inventory. Recognize the total cost of your inventory. If you buy a product for $1 and sell it for $2, you made 100% profit, right? In spite of what some of your employees might believe, a company incurs costs other than what the vendor and transportation, if applicable, when buying and maintaining a product in inventory. These costs can be divided into two categories: the cost of ordering the material and the cost of handling the inventory in your warehouse. If we add these costs to the amount you actually pay for the material, we get the total cost for the material. Reordering cost. Unfortunately, many companies overlook the hidden cost of ordering, and many believe they are buying from the lowest cost supplier when in fact it is costing them much more than buying that product at a higher invoice price but a lower overall cost. You must account for the processing time for the initial purchase order, the expediting time until the product hits your door, and processing the invoice for payment. Total ordering costs include identifying what needs to be ordered, placing the order, fax, phone, or barcode scanner direct, reviewing the vendor confirmation, checking for correct cost and quantities, confirming delivery dates, and receiving the product all the way to the designated bin location. Also included is the processing of payment by accounts payable, creating and mailing a check, and filing the paperwork. Obviously, any inaccurate shipments, defective material, bad quality products, unlabeled products, or questionable invoice pricing will increase the cost to order for that particular service company because of the vendor incompetence. There are formulas available to help compute a company's overall cost to order and for also each vendor to determine whether or not their pricing is indeed the best. The average cost to order for most service companies we've found is around $6 for purchase order line. But companies using barcoding and other types of electronic purchasing and payment average around $3, or half the amount that other companies have. Inventory carrying cost. Include such things as warehouse or truck space, taxes, insurance, obsolescence or shrinkage, material handling, and the cost of money, which include opportunity cost, when figuring your total inventory carrying cost. Adding these costs and dividing it by your average inventory value will get you your total cost to carry percentage. For most companies, this amount comes to around 35%. But companies utilizing organized systems that take full advantage of designated bin locations and efficient space utilization often average less than 30%. So back to our example of a $1 purchase and a $2 sell price for an item. The true profit would depend on how many other products and line items would have been purchased along with that part. For example, if that item was the only thing purchased from just that one vendor, the cost to order would have been extremely high. Whereas if it was ordered along with 50 other line items and was one of 500 of that product purchase on that line item, the cost to order and carry would have been much, much lower. So do yourself and your family a favor by bringing your company up to date with effective inventory control solutions that will allow you the peace of mind and money to spend your time on that beach, in that boat, on that golf course, or in that park seeking the greater satisfactions of life. Thank you for taking the time to improve your inventory control. My name is Joe Hodes, owner and president of the Hodes Company. Since 1943, we've been serving plumbing contractors with their inventory needs. For information on our exclusive inventory control program, please see our homepage and click on Stock Service System, or just give us a call. If ever you find yourself in Kansas City, we'd be happy to buy you a barbecue lunch and give you a tour of our state-of-the-art facility.